start your day anyway. Manage to chavtes seven year tovshin pehe harav tov present.
Okay, Mr. Hashem, if we could speak about shortcut kitzur derech. Now, this is called start your day the Torah way. The question is the Torah way to have a shortcut? Isn't the Torah way Adam la'amal yulad? A person has to work hard. But shortcuts, making things easier, cutting corners. I know I'm an chiyuv. I daven for the amud, and I daven in a very quick minyan. Sometimes I have no choice, so I have to do shortcuts. I know when it comes to Ashrei, I know when I'm up to Toiv Hashem Lakoil, I have to say Tilas Hashem Midaver Pi already. I know in Uvolitzi Eleinu, when I'm up to Ein Oid, I know Venema Vohi Hashem Lemelcha Kol Haaretz. I have it figured out. Derech, shortcuts. Is this the Torah way? This is a Bidyevid. What is the Torah way? So there's an interesting Shaila that's Rabbi David Abu Chatzera. I'm sure you heard of him. He asked Rav Steinman a very interesting shaila. He asked, the Noam Elimelech says that in every door you have one mitzvah, that's the tikkun of the door. In his door it was the mitzvah of tzitzis. What is it in our door? Which one mitzvah is the tikkun of the entire door? So Rav Steinman quoted him the Gemara. It's the Gemara that you just learned in Daf Yomi. In Makkas, the Gemara at the end of Makkas says that many of the tzaddikim throughout the generations tried, we have tayag mitzvahs. It's very hard to focus on all the tayag mitzvahs. Can we focus on less? Through the generations they took less. David HaMelech gave about 15 different things, in Tehillim 15. He says, L'rogal al eshoina ilo yosa l're'eo ro'o chepo lo nasa al kroivai. Yer Hashem Yechabed, all kinds, he gives a whole list. And then came afterwards, and they made it even less. Til Bach Habakkuk ve'emidon alachas. Habakkuk said it's one, what is the mitzvah emunah, which the Vilna Gaon learns is bitachan. So Rav Steinman said to work on emunah and bitachan, that's the one thing to focus on. So that's the first shortcut I would like to focus on with you. It's a shortcut, the Torah way shortcut. The Torah is telling you, you can't focus on everything. Focus on one thing. What's the one thing to focus on? Emuna and bitachan. So let's first talk about bitachan. What is bitachan? There's a song that came out, a very popular song. I'm sure you've heard it, millions around the world singing it. I'll sing it to you in Hebrew. I'm really from Eretz Yisrael. Temporarily I'm living in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is spelled L-A. It's Rosh Tevis Loy Aleinu, Loy Aleichem. I call Ponim, Los Angeles, not the most heiliger place in the world. But Mekorach HaMetzius, I'm there. And Baruch Hashem, but even over there they're singing this song. What's the song? Hashem Yitbarach, Tamid Ohev Oti, V'tamid. The song is, Hashem loves me all the time, and he'll always have it good. And the Arabanim, some of you haven't heard it, millions of people around the world. The last I heard, I think there are over 30 million people singing this song. Now, how is that possible? There are not 30 million Yidden in the world. I did see actually once someone showed me a short video clip of a goy with a guitar singing a song, Shelo Yasani Goy. It was very interesting. So you could have goyim also singing this song, because Hashem Yitbarach. But they have been mefakbekim on this song. What does the song say? Hashem Yitbarach tamid ohev oti v'tamid yiyeh li rak tov. I'll always have it only good. Yiyeh li od yoter tov. It'll be even better and better. Is this the Torah way? Is this what the Torah says? That's bitachan. Yeah, well, that's bitachan. Bitachan means that it will always be good, right? Isn't that what bitachan means? Someone had a sign in their refrigerator. It says, you know, the refrigerator is the place where the people put all their diet signs when they go on diets. Why? Because they come to the refrigerator to eat something Shaloi alpi the diet. So they have a sign on the refrigerator, making sure that when they see the sign, it'll discourage them from being over on the diet. So one of the signs I saw was, I'm feeling great since I went into denial. I don't know if you know what I'm saying, but Rabbi Yisai, is this bitachon, everything will be good, or is this what we call denial? Person living in Olam Hadimyon. Everything will be good. Who said everything will be good? Where'd you get this from? Wasn't there something called, in the Goyish world, they call it October 7th. What, that was good? Everything is good? Everything will be good? Who said? That's bitachon. I'll bring you the famous Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish, very famous Chazon Ish. He has a whole perek about this subject. And he says, Ta'us noishenes is an old mistake. Nis'azrecha b'lev rabin. Many people have this. It's become a citizen in people's hearts. B'musag b'itochen nis'azrecha v'lashon ezrach. It's found its permanent place in people's hearts. What is it? That choyva lahamin, people think there's an obligation to believe. B'chol mikre, in every case, shepoygesh ha'adam. And there are two possibilities that will happen in the future. Achas toiva, and the other way, not toiva. Betach yeh ha'toiv, for sure the good will happen. V'mistapek, and if he's not sure, v'choyshesh, and he's saying maybe the good won't happen. Hefech mechuse bitachen, you have no bitachen, what's the matter with you? Says the Chazon Ish, this is a mistake. This is not bitachen. Bitachen does not mean everything will be good. No, that's not what bitachen means. What does bitachen mean? And this is very strange, because the Gemara in Ksubas says that there was someone who came to Rava, knocked on Rava's door, an ani, and he was hungry. So Rava says to him, what can I give you to eat? He says, steak and old wine. Tarnegoiles pituma v'yayin yashon. So Rava says to him, excuse me, sir, you have what we call nerve. You have a chutzpah. A beggar is coming and he wants tarnegoiles pituma, a fattened shawarma. He wants like the most delicacy, and what's the matter with you? Like, who do you? He says, you think I'm eating from you? You think I'm eating? He says, you're machpir on the tztaka, kupa shel tztaka. You come to the kupa shel tztaka, they're giving out, and you take all the best things in the world. Suddenly, the fellow tells him, you think I'm eating from the kupa shel tztaka? I'm not taking from the tztaka. Midrachmana ko achilna. I'm eating from the Bayrei Eilam. Rava looks at him. Suddenly, Rava's sister shows up. He hasn't seen her in, I don't know, 15 years, 13 years, I forget the exact number of years. And she showed up with a Tanagoyles Pituma and Yayin Yoshan, special delivery from Rava's sister. He hadn't seen her in all these years. Rabbi Yisai, Rava looked at this man, and he says, you're right, and I'm wrong, I ask you, Mechila. So I don't understand, what's the Chazon Ish? What's he saying? You can't have bitachon. The person had bitachon that'll have a steak, and he can have a steak. Can I have bitachon that I will get a gold watch? My watch is like plain. It's only a Casio. Not mechubad. Rabbi Brizak, you're going around speaking for start your day the Torah way. Should have a gold watch. Something a little bit, not a gold watch? No, okay, but Casio, this is a pasnish, this is lomatim. Can I have bitachon that I'll have a gold watch? Where is this? The Chazon Ish is saying you could have such a bitachon. So there's somebody, Ayid, maybe you heard of him. Moron Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky, Zatzal. So I asked him a question about bitachon. So he told me the following. He said, there's a machlekes, Rashash, and Rabbi Sol Salanter. What's the Rashash from the Gemara? What's the machlekes? The Rashash was very wealthy. The Rashash held, by the way, the Rashash explains the Gemara, Ein ben David ba ad shetichle pruta min hakis. That's a Gemara. Mashiach will not come till the putes kolam min hakis. So the Rashash asks the Shaila, so Gevirim like us, are we ma'akev the Geula? Because it's mashma, when will Mashiach come when people won't have money? Kola pruta min hakis, there will be no money in your pocket. And the Rashash had plenty of money, not only in his pockets. So is he being ma'akev the Geula, him and the other Gevirim, the other wealthy people? So the Rashash has a different pshat. No, it means punkfakert, bidyuk kafuch. The other way around. That people will be wealthy so much that they won't be dealing with prutis. They'll be dealing with much larger sums of money. So bidyuk, the opposite. And you should know, in America, you heard of someone called Trump. He stopped printing the penny. The penny coin, he stopped printing it. They're not putting out pennies any longer in Israel. I believe they stopped printing the 10 agurot coin. I have to check it out again. I haven't been there for a little while, but I bet Hashem this week I'll be there with Hashem's help. The small coins are going out of circulation because Ein Ben David Bat Shetich Leprutim in Akis. I'll call upon him. It's fascinating shot from the Rashash. So the Rashash held, there was a machlekes like this. Can you have bitochen on luxuries? Or only maybe on necessities? Hechrechias. Rabbi Yankiv told me that the Rashash held, he was a big veer, he held no, only on necessities. Opposite of what you would think. You could only have bitochen on hechrea. You need this, you need this, on that you can have bitochen. And the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter held, you could have bitochen even on luxuries, even on things that you don't need, but you want, like a tarnegoles pituma. Maybe this fellow was an addict, maybe he needed it, I don't know. What's the Lashon of Chazal? I forget the Lashon of Chazal. You have a filu, mishu reichev lefanav, and asher and reichev lefanav. Dei machsoye sheyech saloy, akol panim. But Rabbi Sol Salanter, there's a famous maiseh. He had bitachan on a gold watch that he will get one, and he got one. Someone came, a soldier who's going now to the front lines of battle, and he gave him his gold watch to keep, and he never came back. So Rabbi Sai, you can't. Who's the poisek on this shaila? That's Rabbi Yankiv asked me. Who's the poisek? He says only on necessities. He says even on luxuries. Who is the poisek on this shaila? He said you are. As much bitachon as you have, that's how much will come true. So it's telling on your bitachon, on nothing else. You can have bitachon, and you can get a gold watch. Don't fool yourself into thinking you have bitachon when you don't have bitachon. A famous Maaseh Rebbe Yisrael, that he came to someone who said he has bitachon, he's going to win the lottery. 10,000 pounds was it, whatever it was. So Rabbi Saul said, can I buy your ticket for 9,000 pounds? He said, certainly. And he said, but if you're a vadai that you're going to get it, why would you lose 1,000 pounds? So clearly don't fool yourself. But that's bitachon. You can have bitachon. And the Zayar says, man de tokif keparzela, a person that has true bitachon by listakofa, keparzela, you have to be strong in Hashem with bitachon like iron. And if you're strong in Hashem, says the Zayar, no one can harm you. If you have so, it's clear that there is bitachon. The psukim are full that there's bitachon. V'hoya Hashem yivtachi. What does it say? Lo yeshmu kol ha'chaisim boi. V'lo yei v'yishu b'cho Hashem chasi se'ale v'yishu lo'ilam. Ki lo yazav goyla l'Hashem. This is Reb Tzvi Kuzulevsky. The whole world has heard of him. He had a baby at the age of 88 years old. And he said that he had bitachon for 60 years. I learned by Reb Tzvi Kuzulevsky many years ago in his yeshiva. And I once went on a fundraising trip to New York. And I met him on the plane back. And Reb Tzvi says, why are you matzliach? He said, years ago, before he had his baby. And I said, well, not really. So he said, did you do goal? Did you make a goal? I'm wondering, I don't play football. What goal are you making? He says, no. A pasuk in Tehillim, goal al Hashem dakecha. Uvetach Allah vehu yaseh. Be bitach an Hashem, and he will do it. So Rabbi Yisai, you can have bitachon. What is the Chazon Ish saying here? The Leshem, have you heard of the Leshem? The Leshem Shvoi v'achlama, Rabbi Yashiv's grandfather, the great Mekubal, says, Ein davar oimed bifnei habitachon. Ad kidei kach, he asks a fantastic shayla. He wants to know, how is it that any bad ever happened to any of the tzaddikim? Why didn't they just bitachon their way out of it? That's his shayla, the Leshem. And he gives three tirutzim, amazing tirutzim. The third teretz is that when Hashem wants to bring a gzeira on a person, he takes away his bechira to have bitachon. Because if he would have bitachon, it wouldn't be possible that something bad will happen to him. Clear! You can have bitachon! So what's the Chazon Ish saying? Rabbi said the Chazon Ish himself answers the question. I don't know that too many people know this Chazon Ish. I've heard this Shaila on the Chazon Ish. I don't know if people read the Chazon Ish to the end. Shema Hashem es kol ha'avav yes kol ha'rishayim. How could Hashem love the oyhavav like he loves the rishayim? This is what's the pshat in the pasuk. Shema Hashem es kol yes kol ha'rishayim. The answer is, Yashmid, you didn't finish the pasuk. What could I tell you? Those that ask the kasha in the Chazon Ish, I don't know if they finished the Chazon Ish. At the end of the parak, there's one little paragraph. He says the Chazon Ish, Yesh oid mi midas habitochen, ki al habitochen shoyre ruach kodesh, umislave imoy ruach oiz, hamevasroi, habitochen, a bal bitochen, has a ruach of kedusha on him, a Holy Spirit, which notifies him, ki omnom yazrehu Hashem. Hashem will come through for him. This is the Chazon Ish! The same Chazon Ish that so many people are quoting that bitachon doesn't work. And the Chazon Ish himself tells you that there's a Ruach HaKodesh on the Baal bitachon which tells him, omnom yazrehu Hashem. Hashem will come through for him. So there is bitachon. The Chazon Ish would tell his Talmidim to have bitachon. So what's the pshat in the beginning of the Chazon Ish? So the beginning of the Chazon Ish is the pshat. The Chazon Ish continues. V'ze'in mischalef lefi ma'ilas haboiteach v'reiv kodsho. It depends on the level of the Baal bitachon. You don't just snap your fingers. It's going to be good. No, you need to have bitachon. The Chazon Ish at the beginning of the Chazon Ish was speaking without bitachon, like they say in Yiddish, undem, undem. You know, I had a dream last night that you screamed at me and you asked me mechila. I'm very angry at you. So the person says it's only a dream. So he says undem, undem. Forget about that. The Chazon Ish is speaking when someone doesn't have bitachon. He never worked on bitachon. And he says, everything will be good. That's not bitachon. That's living in denial. But the Chazon Ish says, mefurish, if you have bitachon, it works. So Rabbi Yisai, the first thing to work on, the shortcut to get to kol ha-Torah kula, to all the mitzvahs, is bitachon. So, I have a shortcut to get to bitachon. Because bitachon, you see, is a big thing. It's a work. It's an avodah. It's something which doesn't come easy. The shortcut to get to bitachon is to say psukim of bitachon. It's brought by the grandfather of the Maral brings this down. Say psukim of bitachon and you get used to having bitachon. You can also sing bitachon. Singing bitachon also gives you bitachon. This song that so many people are singing, Hashem Yitbarach Tamid Ohev Oti V'Tamid Yeli Rak Tov, is a song of bitachon. It's a song that the more you sing it, the more you awaken within you how much Hashem loves you and how much He wants to do good for you, and that brings you to bitachon. I heard an unbelievable maise. The maise is that there is a woman, non-religious woman, and this non-religious woman was 40, 41 years old, I believe. All her systems were failing. She was about to pass away. This happened recently. And this woman, her brother is a, he has a connection with a Talmud of the one who made this song, Rabbi Arush. He's a Rav in Eretz Yisrael. And he made up this song. And this fellow, the brother of the woman, is a student of a student. So he called his friend, who's a student, what should I do? Is there anything to do? They give her like an hour or two to live. Anything we can do. So he says, yes. Thought of an idea. Take this song, play it, take the mobile phone, put it, she's unconscious, the sister. She's about to pass away. Take the mobile phone and play this song next to her. She should listen to this song. The lady's unconscious, Rabbi Isai. Unconscious. I want you to know unconscious people know what's going on. I'm an Ovel. My father passed away, Yud Aleph Adar. Just recently, Hareini Kaparas Mishkova, he was also in a matzav unconscious for about a day and a half. But in the middle, I was standing there, I was saying psukim of bitachon with him at one point, because when he was alive, we would say together many times, the pasuk, Hine kel yeshuasi evtach v'lo yevchad. We would say it together, and he would say it with me. My father was going to be 91 in the beginning of April. He passed away a few weeks before that. But I'll call upon him, so I said the pasuk with him. I said, Hine kel, and he was moving his lips. He was unconscious. But when I said the psukim of bitachon, he moved his lips along with me. Not only that, I was standing next to his bed for about a day and a half till he passed away. And I said something, my sister was there, it's only two of us. And she said something, and I made a joke in return, and he laughed. My father laughed twice, unconscious. They told me the pasuk v'tischak liyom acharon. That's a simen toiv when a person is passing away from the world and he laughs on the day that he passes away. This lady, they took the mobile phone, they put it next to her ear, and it's playing Hashem Yitbarach Tamid Ohev Oti V'Tamid Yeh Li Rak Tov. Rabbi Yisai, they played it for an hour. An hour, over and over and over and over and over again. After an hour, the woman's systems started stabilizing. Rabbi Yisai, this woman came to Rav Arush's house on Chol HaMoed Pesach, Bri'ah Ushlema, totally healthy, just this past Chol HaMoed Pesach. What happened here? What happened here is the woman began with the song. Why didn't her system right away stabilize? The song is a magic song. To put it there, kishuf. No, the song is not a magic, and you don't have bitachon automatically. You have to grow in bitachon. So in the beginning, they put the song next to her. That's the chazanish in the beginning. You think everything will be good just because you say that? But the more you say it, the more you have bitachon in your heart. And the more you have bitachon in your heart, the more the bitachon will bring you the results you're looking for. Rav Steinman said to work on two things. He didn't just say bitachon. He said to work on emunah as well. So we have here a kitzur derech. But I have a problem with this shortcut. Before I get to emunah, my problem with the shortcut we're teaching you is that it's a shortcut to get you what you want. What does it have to do with tayag mitzvahs? I understand that I can get what I want if I have bitachon. Gvaldig! But this brings me to mekayim all the mitzvahs. Ma, what does one have to do with the other one? Let's talk about emunah a little bit. Rav Steinman said to work on emunah and bitachon. What's emunah? How does emunah work? And how does one work on emunah? Emunah is knowing that kol da'ovid rachmana litav ovid. Everything the Borei Olam, everything is the Borei Olam, and everything the Borei Olam does is good. It's also a segula to get out of tzaras. It's brought in many places. Rabbeinu Yonah brings it in Shari Tshuva, Shar Dalet. It's brought by the Hasidish Sfarim, the Bas Ayin brings it, the Kamarna brings it, Shef HaChaim brings it. Many tzaddikim bring this concept that when a person is in a difficult situation and he thanks Hashem for the difficulty, that itself is a skula that he will have a Yeshua. I'll tell you a quick maisa. Also, Rabbi Arush brings this in one of his Svarim. There was a fellow that he went bankrupt, basically. And he couldn't get his business together. Finally, someone got him a loan of $50,000, which he had to pay back every month $5,000. Not so easy for someone who doesn't have money. But okay. And every month he gave checks, post-dated checks. He gave to the malve, please don't cash the checks, I don't have money in the bank, but before every time the check is supposed to come, I will give you cash. No problem. He comes now one night, he's driving somewhere very late at night, somewhere out of the city, and it's very dark and very late, and he realizes he doesn't have petrol. He has to fill up his car. So he pulls over near the station to fill up, and he takes out his credit card, puts it in the machine, and it says, it's not working, no, insufficient funds. So he takes out his mobile phone and he checks what's going on, insufficient funds, and he looks and a $5,000 check was cashed. Not beseder. He wasn't supposed to do that. He gets very upset. So now he's stuck, let's say, 2 a.m. in the morning, in the middle of nowhere, without petrol for his car. And what is he supposed to do? So he's very angry. And he's angry at the malve. He's angry at the situation. He's stuck with nothing. And suddenly he says, one moment. Let me start thanking Hashem. I'll thank Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, that I'm stuck 2 a.m. in the morning. Thank you, Hashem, that I don't have money. Thank you, Hashem, that this fellow cashed his... What thank you, Hashem? What? You're a normal person. Thank you, Hashem, for something bad. Yes, yes. Thank you, Hashem. He kept saying, thank you, Hashem. Suddenly he got an idea. Look around the car. Look, maybe you'll find some small money. He starts looking here. Oh, they put money here. They forgot money over here. He gathered together $23. Enough to fill up. Enough petrol that he can get back home. So he goes to the attendant. And he says, sir, I'd like to fill up $23 of petrol. The guy looks at him. And he says, tell me. I saw you before, you were scrambling around and looked very angry. Now you look like you're very happy. What has happened over here? Well, I'll tell you, I'm working on my faith, my emunah. Ah, emunah, you have faith? Yes, God is taking care of me, everything is good. You have faith? You want to fill up petrol $23? No, sir. No, you will fill up petrol $20, and with $3 you will buy a lottery card. A lottery card? Excuse me, sir, I'm not... You have faith? You said you have faith? Let's go for it! Okay, it's called a scratch card in Hebrew, Kartis Girud. He went and he took the $3, he bought the card, Rabbi Isai, he won $50,000. So it pays to have faith. Now I have one question which we can conclude with. So we taught you about bitachon. We taught you about emunah. You can get what you want. You can get a Yeshua. You can get your bitachon, a gold watch. You want a gold watch? You want a steak, a tarnegoyles petuma? Maybe you want things more. No problem. Work on your bitachon. You can't just say, oh, I have bitachon, it's going to be good. Work on it. Sing songs, say psukim. Emunah! If you have emunah, you'll be saved from your difficulties. How do I get emunah? Work on it. Start thanking Hashem for difficulties. I myself have seen all kinds of things. I have also a Shahakal song. The last time I came here, I taught you my Shahakal song. I'll see it, say it quickly. This is really over time, but I want to get to the point. Come along, let's sing this song. That's when nothing will go wrong. It's not them, it's Hashem. Einoid milvadoi. Because He loves me without end. He's my father, my best friend. It's not depressing, it's a blessing. Ki li olam chasdoi tiridananam. Shehakol niyeh bidvoi. At this point, it's around the world, this song. Not as famous as the other song, Yeli Tov, Yeli Shemitvach HaEvoti. But since then we have a number of other songs. But Rabbi Yisai, this is, you can get what you want with Emunah, you can get what you want with Bitochen, but what does it have to do with all the mitzvahs? What does that have to do with Taryag mitzvahs? Does this help you to be Mekayim Taryag mitzvahs? This is a Heichet Timtzeh to get what you want. I have to tell you a Meiridiki Yisayit from the altar of Kelan. And he says, people have a mistake. They think that davening was created to help you out of your tzaras. For Einu Hashem and Eirofe, Hoshienu v'nivashaya. He says it's the other way around. Tzaras were created to help you to daven. The ikar is the davening, not the tzara. Hashem created bitachon to get you what you want. And He created emunah to get what you want because He wants you to have emunah and bitachon. The ikar is the emunah, not getting what you want. The getting what you want is just a means to get you to have emunah. If you have emunah, that's the ikar. So here's a big nekuda, big nafkemina, and we'll conclude. Rabbi Yisai, listen to this. A person may have emunah, he may start thanking Hashem. Comes out of this class, I'm going to start thanking Hashem for difficulties. And then he comes back, Rabbi Brizak, what? Didn't work. I did it. I even sang the Shahakal song. Then I sang the Hashem Yitbarach, Rabbi Brizak, my systems weren't collapsing. And I sang this song for an hour and a half, not just an hour. And my wife is still upset with me. This is still happening. I still don't have money to cover the check in the bank today. Rabbi Brizak, what? So the answer is, the ikar is not your Yeshua. The Yeshua is the emunah. If you gain emunah, and you start realizing your matzav is good, even if it doesn't look that way, because Hashem loves you, your Yeshua has come. That's the Yeshua. The Yeshua is the emunah. The Yeshua is the bitachon. You don't need the result. The result is only to get to the emunah and to get to the Yeshua. The main goal is that you have emunah and you have bitachon. And a person that has emunah and he has bitachon, he will connect to Kol HaTorah Kula. Thank you for having me today. Amen.